Governor Herbert answered various questions ranging from medical marijuana to the vice president's visit to Planned Parenthood to the U.S.-China trade war. On medical marijuana, he said the state government planned to roll out heavily oversighted distribution systems by early March 2020 in keeping with legislation passed. He then expressed confidence Planned Parenthood could find other funding after rejecting federal aid, and that Utah was also investing more in women's health. When asked for his thoughts on immigration and recent Trump administration changes to unauthorized migrant treatment, Governor Herbert said the immigration debate status signified the ongoing dysfunction in Congress.
Let's fix the gate. Everybody talks about the wall and the fence, and nobody talks about the gate. How you come into this country, there's a right way and there's a wrong way. We ought to, in fact, provide opportunities for people to come into this country that will be a productive part of our society and allow them to go back home rather than get kind of trapped here in America and feel like we've got to hide in the shadows because if we leave, we may not be able to come back again.
On Medicaid, he said despite leaks that two waivers Utah petitioned the Department of Health for might be denied, six more would likely be approved. He said Utah would continue working with the federal government to get all the waivers approved, but that people could still currently take advantage of government programs such as Utah's Medicaid program or the Affordable Care Act, even though private insurance, he said, was still better. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Stephen Smith.